KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, a few snow flurries in the air. We do look for it to be mostly cloudy and windy today with light snow or flurries through early afternoon. A high in the mid to upper 20s. Winds northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill right around 5 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. An area sheriff says some criminals are walking free because his jail has no room to hold them. KCCI says Guthrie County Sheriff Marty Argenbright renewed calls on Thursday for a new jail. He said there are more than 30 arrest warrants out for criminal suspects in his county, but the jail has been over capacity for the past year. There's room for 10 inmates. Argenbright says holding inmates elsewhere is expensive, roughly $60 a day plus transportation. He also says the jail's square footage doesn't meet Iowa code, and mold in the jail presents a health hazard for inmates and staff. County officials have hired an engineering firm for needs assessment. The Creston Police Department today reports 26-year-old Christian Robert Edward Mills was arrested Thursday at the Creston PD on a Union County warrant. The warrant was for failure to appear on original charges of carrying a weapon and OWI first offense. Mills was subsequently released on a $2,000 cash-only bond. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office reported yesterday that a man held in the Pott County Jail in Council Bluffs was served Wednesday afternoon with two warrants for violation of probation. 19-year-old Dustin Joshua Purcell of Council Bluffs was being held in the jail without bond while awaiting placement in a residential correctional facility. His bond on the warrants was set at $2,500. A deputy was dispatched to 11549 192nd in Council Bluffs Wednesday evening following a report of a suspicious person on the property. 35-year-old Rex D. Peterson II of Dunbar, Nebraska, was subsequently cited for criminal trespass and then released from the scene. And a Neola man, 39-year-old Paul Wayne Carlson, was arrested at around 11:35 p.m. Wednesday at Highway 92 and 460th Street in Pott County. Carlson was charged with OWI first offense after his car was stopped for speeding 69 miles per hour in 55 zone, and he displayed clues of impairment. Police in Red Oak on Thursday arrested a woman for simple assault in connection with an incident involving a worker at the Red Oak Healthcare Community. Authorities say 84-year-old Evelyn Irene Stebbins of Red Oak was not a resident of the facility. Stebbins was taken into custody at around 9:30 a.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail before being released. Authorities say no injuries were reported following a collision between a car and a semi Thursday in Creston. The accident happened around 1:25 p.m. on Highway 34. While a 2015 Kia Cadenza driven by 54-year-old Carolyn Esther Bathurst of Creston was traveling east on Highway 34 in the center lane and attempted to change lanes into the outside lane, her car collided with a semi traveling in the same direction. According to a passenger in the Kia, the semi continued east and didn't stop after the accident. Bathurst pulled her vehicle off into a nearby parking lot. When Creston police asked Bathurst if she was okay, she initially did not respond and rolled up the window. After being asked several times to roll the window down, she eventually admitted that she did not have insurance on the vehicle and wanted to drive the vehicle home. The car was determined to be okay to drive. It had sustained about $7,000 damage. Bathurst was issued a citation for having no insurance and was allowed to drive her vehicle from the scene. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a man has been formally charged with second-degree murder in the slaying of his roommate in Sioux City. 38-year-old Abdikar Sharif is accused of stabbing 40-year-old Gulad Noor on October the 28th. The new charge was contained in a court document prosecutors filed Wednesday in Woodbury County District Court. The initial charge by police was first-degree murder. Prosecutors say Sharif stabbed and kicked Noor after an altercation broke out at their apartment. Sharif is scheduled to be arraigned November 16th. The Iowa West Foundation Board of Directors recently approved $4.4 million in grant and initiative funding to 19 nonprofits and government entities that benefit Southwest Iowans. Iowa West Foundation President and CEO Pete Tulipana said the foundation is dedicated to funding programs and projects that are truly transformational for the city, county, and region. In the final cycle of 2018, more than $1.1 million went to education-related programs. Locally, the City of Atlantic received a $30,000 grant for renovation of the Atlantic Public Library. The Council Bluffs Community School District received just under $500,000 for the expansion of the International Baccalaureate Program into Kern and Wilson Middle Schools, as well as the expansion of Blink, the City of Council Bluffs free Wi-Fi service. In addition, Iowa Western Community College was awarded nearly $500,000 for the Pottawatomie County Promise Program, which funds tuition and more for qualifying Pell-eligible students from Council Bluffs Community School District, Lewis Central, Riverside, AHSTW, and the Tri-Center schools. In the foundation's focus area of placemaking, $1.4 million of a $9 million commitment was awarded to Pottawatomie Arts, Culture, and Entertainment. Chanticleer Incorporated, a subsidiary of Pace, received $35,000 for the 2018-19 programming. Several smaller grants were concentrated around inclusion and the prevention of isolation for the elderly. Radio Talking Book Service was awarded $3,200 to bring the printed word to persons with visual impairment in Pottawatomie County. The Intercultural Senior Center received $21,000 for transportation services for Council Bluffs residents. And Inclusive Communities was awarded $8,000 for youth programming from the Iowa West Foundation. Finally, as part of its ongoing commitment to rural Southwest Iowa communities, the foundation also awarded a grant to the Crescent Fire Department in Pottawatomie County. That organization received $10,000 for bunker gear. An assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development, Ann Hazlett, on Thursday announced the USDA is investing $1.6 billion in 46 rural electric utility infrastructure projects to improve electric reliability and resilience in 24 states. Among the projects is the Western Iowa Power Cooperative, which is receiving $9 million in a rural development incentive to add 22 miles of line, improve 104 miles of line, and make other system improvements that include $2.8 million for smart grid technologies. Western Iowa Power Cooperative serves more than 5,000 residential and commercial customers in an area that's primarily agricultural, including grain farming, corn processing, and meat process plants, as well as poultry and other livestock operations. The long-awaited commissioning of the USS Sioux City in Annapolis, Maryland is just a few days away. Retired Navy Admiral Frank Thorpe is chairman of the commissioning committee for the combat ship.
Right, the commissioning will happen Saturday, November 17th at 9 a.m. at the seawall on Dewey Field.
The name of the ship was revealed in 2012 before it was built in a shipyard in Wisconsin. The USS Sioux City is comparable in size to a World War II-era destroyer.
The littoral combat ship, which is what the kind of ship the USS Sioux City is just short of 400 feet.
The tours of the ship will begin this Sunday, which is Veterans Day, and following the commissioning ceremony on November 17th, the ship will sail to its home base in Mayport, Florida. A crew of nearly 100 sailors will spend time training on the ship before it's deployed for close-to-shore combat and security missions. Well, the Cass County Community Center will be transformed into a bustling holiday market on Monday, November 19th from 3 until 7 p.m. You can stay warm and cozy as you find fresh, locally grown produce for your Thanksgiving gatherings. Get some help with your holiday baking from Southwest Iowa bakers. Think pies, quick breads, artisan yeast breads, Danish pastries, and more. You'll find unique holiday gifts made by local crafters for special people on your gift list. Samples will be available from vendors and cupcake contest entrants for shoppers to enjoy as they browse. Vendor spaces for that holiday market are still available, and any local farmers, bakers, artisans, or crafters are invited to sign up. The event has been very well attended in the last several years, according to officials, and has received excellent reviews from attendees and vendors alike. Now, vendors interested in participating can find details and a registration form online at www.atlanticiowa.com or www.produceinthepark.atlanticiowa.weebly.com/harvest-market. There is a link to that under the same story on the news page. Vendor booth spaces are available at $20 each. Local bakers of all ages are invited to participate in the Fall Flavor Cupcake Contest, where they could possibly win a prize. Entries will be judged by use of local seasonal ingredients as well as creativity and quality of the cupcake. Recipes will be judged by a panel of local celebrities, and a first and second place will be awarded in each of two categories, youth and adult. And again, more information on the cupcake contest, the vendors, and other activities and special events will be posted online at the Produce in the Park website, the link to which under this same story you can find, and that'll be updated regularly. You can also follow Produce in the Park on their Facebook page for current event information and updates on vendors. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.